The Song of Songs, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so was my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so was my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Amen. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. I sat down under his shadow. Did you ever think of the shadows of Christ? Oh, we have thought about his sunshine. Amen. And we have thought about his beauty. And we have thought about his light. And we have thought about his peace. But what about his shadow? His shadows. The first shadow of Christ is, of course, the shadow of his body. It's the body, when the sun shines, that brings up the shadow. And the shadow is always on the ground. I talk about the grounded shadow of Christ. Where did that take place? That took place when they put him into the tomb. And when the two rich men, bringing all the needed things for the burial, took Christ and they anointed him with the finest of the oil and the spices. And they put him into that grave. The shadow of Christ in his burial. I don't know who else but those two men were there. I'm sure invisible angels filled the atmosphere. I'm sure heaven came to a full stop in the eternal glory land as they laid the precious, bloodless body of Christ, for it had been drained of its blood. And it was a bloodless shadow in that tomb. But thank God, the blood was not lost. It was gathered Amen. By the Great One of Heaven, Amen. The blood of His Son.
Hallelujah.
And thank God it was sprinkled on the highest heights of the glory land that is there today. Why is it there? Because the blood is not the shadow. The blood is the seal Amen. That the work has done.
Amen.
And shadows are not seals. The blood is the seal.
Glory.
And I want to gaze and gaze and gaze away my eyes in gazing on that precious, sinless, atoning blood of the Lamb. I do believe it. I do believe it. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. My happy soul is free. For the Lord hath pardoned me.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. To his blessed name. The shadow. The seal. But there's something else in this chapter. There is the kiss. And thank God, he that came forth from the tomb alive forevermore, what does he do? He imparts the kiss. What is that? The seal of? The seal that we're linked to him forever. It is a seal of perpetual and total and love of the Son of God.
Amen.
He seals it with his kiss.
Yeah.
Help me to understand it.
Amen.
Help me to take it in.
Yes.
What it meant for thee, the Holy One, to kiss away my sin.
Yes.
My sin is gone.
Hallelujah.
You can't trace it. The old devil in hell can't find it. There's not a demon of the pit can bring up the smallest crumble of my sin. It's all gone.
Amen.
Washed away forever in the blood of the Lamb. That's what we're here to celebrate. This is a celebration.
Yes.
You can break the bread. Because the power of sin is broken.
Amen.
You can drink the wine because the blood of the Lamb has been shed.
Yes.
And you can look on a risen Lord. And what does he say? I died, but I live. And I live forevermore. And I've got the keys of hell and of death. There's one sure thing. There'll not be a blood-washed sinner ever walked, ever locked up in the grave of sin. It's gone.
Amen.
Every sin had to go.
Amen.
Neath the cleansing flow.
Hallelujah.
Rolled away. Rolled away, rolled away. And the burden of my heart rolled away. Let's bow our heads and some brother lead us in hearty thanksgiving.
Amen.
That the bread on the table speaks of the broken body of Christ. But it also tells me that we'll get a body in heaven that'll never, ever be broken anymore.
Amen.
Amen.